Thanks, Damien, and good afternoon. Single gunshot wounds to the head. That's what a coroner is saying killed two men in a Harris Avenue home in Eureka last week. Deputy Coroner Roy Horton conducted an autopsy on the two shooting victims, including homeowner Richard Story. Police said the two victims could have been dead as much as 2 days before police found them. Police were responding to a call at the home Wednesday. They found and arrested Vincent Ernest Sanchez on a double homicide charge. Police say he and his half-brother, the other victim, were staying in the home owned by Richard Story. The coroner said he's submitting blood samples of the victims for a toxicology report. Sanchez remains in custody. Law enforcement agencies in both Oregon and California will be using the month of April to focus on distracted drivers. Both the Oregon State Police and the California Highway Patrol, along with the county and local police departments, will participate in the effort to educate the public about the dangers of using handheld electronic devices while behind the wheel of a car. Research shows that sending or receiving a text message while driving takes the driver's eyes off the road for more than 4 seconds, enough time to travel the length of a football field. Fines for tickets for distracted drivers have gone up in both California and Oregon since the first laws were passed in 2010, with the first-time offense costing more than $160. The state of California cut off funding to counties for the Land Conservation Act, or as we know it, the Williamson Act. Approximately $35 million per year was paid to local governments under the act, and state lawmakers are pushing Governor Jerry Brown to reinstate that funding into the 2014-2015 fiscal year budget. The rural county representatives of California are backing the plan, as is the county of Humboldt. The county received an average of just over $200,000 per year in the Williamson Act funding, and has missed out on more than $800,000 since it was suspended. Board Chair Rex Bone said in a statement that with some 20% of county land in Williamson Act contracts, it's time to restore the funding to sustain our rural way of life. Both county and state governments have begun the crackdown on the use of rodenticides or rodent pesticides by illegal and trespass marijuana growers. The focus on environmental damage caused by the grows has become the latest tactic in eradicating grows that divert water and pollute the grow sites. In March, the State Department of Pesticide Regulation banned the direct sale of rodenticides, in particular Decon, to private consumers, and that decision does not sit well with the company that produces Decon. By July, Decon will no longer be available in stores, and only pest control businesses will be able to purchase and use the product, and manufacturer Reckitt Benckiser has sued the state over that decision. The lawsuit alleges the department overstepped its authority. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Odds are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job. It's great to have local businesses willing and able to hire local kids. So the next time you go shopping, please invest in your own family's future. Put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai. We have the savings and we have the Hyundais. Come down and take advantage of this great opportunity with Hyundai and Northwood Hyundai. Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Looking for a job? Find out what you can about the person doing the hiring. Chances are he or she is looking for someone just like them. That's the opinion of family counselor Lewis Quinby. He says that in the workplace and at home, change is inevitable, and some people are better prepared to deal with it than others. And one's ability to face change comes from childhood lessons. Quinby says one way to accept change is to talk about it with people around you.
Sometimes when people come in and see me, it's taken 15 years for him to say, well, I expect dinner all the time. What's the matter with you? Well, you never said anything to me about that. Well, I didn't have to. It's due to me. So if people don't talk about what their expectations are, then you can get hidden hurts.
Quinby says people who have the greatest problems with change are those who are not clear with what they expect from their boss or their spouse. And that's the news for KANS News and Information. I'm Dave Silverbrand.